T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're now listening to
Three Live Crew, Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Be.
102 Jams, Three Live Crew on your radio. Up next, let's go.
Wait.
One oh two Jams, Three Live Crew right here on your radio this Monday morning, June the 15th. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock and we all in this thing, man. B Dot is here. The birthday boy is here ready after a great weekend of celebrating. What's up with you, Drank?
What's up? You know I'm out here. Great as usual.
Look at my boy. Great as usual. My girl Bit Rock over there had a festive weekend as well. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. Feeling good.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah. Did you get a chance, Rod, to go out there to Winston, too, to see the mural on Main Street?
Yes. I wish I could have stayed longer on Saturday when I went out there. Mm-hmm. But I did go by yesterday to see the completed mural. It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful.
It is amazing. I did not get to see the completed version like you. I did get some pictures. We all know TJ Zach. He got a drone shot of actually a video of it and a picture of it, but you know, it's so far away, man. I just want to be up close and personal on it, man. I did get to see him as they were painting stuff and just got a chance to chop it up with some of the artists out there. Drink, I had got out there right after you had left. Yeah, it was nice though, man. It was real festive, and I heard it was real festive yesterday with people going over there rock like you, just checking out the finished product.
It was.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up, man. Big shout to the Trefo. Uh-oh, look at my boy.
Yeah, y'all know where we live at. You know where I live.
Yeah.
I live in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, we can't get nothing.
We're going to work on it, man. I think this week we're going to see something happen, and I think by Friday we're going to have some painting situations going on, and I'm optimistic. But Winston has set the bar for the Triad area. They jumped out there, made it super festive. Big shouts to Rashid. I talked to her. She actually was a big part of putting it on. And big shout to all of the artists and stuff that were out there. Mayor Alan Joins, the mayor of Winston-Salem, he was out there speaking to the people, just being one with the people out there with his mask.
Who was out there?
The mayor, Alan Joins, out there, man.
Mayor of Winston was out there. The mayor.
Yeah. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all. It's the Three Live Crew.
Yeah, I'm being shady.
That boy, you're older, but still a year more shady.
Can't help himself,
bro. He can't help himself. That's made me believe. 102 Jams, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to the Three Live, and Drankins is a year older. So if there are any women out there that need some advice this morning, Mansers is wide open, 36 minutes past the hour. We will be giving direction if you should need some.
I'm wiser now.
Look at my boy. You're wiser. Just here to help y'all. 14 minutes after 6. Good morning.
Donald Trump has decided to boot the rally now.
Yeah, he did.
Now, y'all know we have been talking about Trump's rally. He scheduled it for Juneteenth in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of all places. And people were a bit disturbed by that. We all thought it was intentional. Didn't know why he would choose that date. Didn't know why he would choose that place. Well, on Friday night, he tweeted, "We had previously scheduled our MAGA rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma for June 19th. A big deal. Unfortunately, however, this would fall on the Juneteenth holiday. Many of my African-American friends and supporters have reached out to suggest that we consider changing the date out of respect for this holiday and in observance of this important occasion and all that it represents. I have therefore decided to move our rally to Saturday, June 20th, in order to honor their request." And so there we have it. Donald Trump will be having his rally on this Saturday instead of Friday, which is, of course, Juneteenth.
300,000 tickets reserved. That's what moved that daggone stupid rally, Bit Rock. 300,000. Did you see the movement on social media that we was all doing for that rally?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you missed that? Oh. Uh-huh. We knew that you could go to DonaldJTrump.com and you could get 2 free tickets to the rally. Mm-hmm. So it was a movement on social media. Everybody was just going. I got 4 tickets myself. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just going, getting tickets with absolutely no plan to go. We was basically pulling a 50 Cent. We was doing a 50 Cent when he bought the first 4 rows of Ja Rule's concert, and that's what our plan was. And we reserved 300,000 tickets. There were 300,000 ticket reservations for that stupid rally. Mm. That's what did it. All this.
Why would that do it?
Because, like, it was like, how are they gonna sort through that? How are they gonna sift through all that? How are they gonna know who was really gonna come, who to really send tickets to? Were they just gonna just open it up and first come, first serve at the actual in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Juneteenth?
I think somebody advised him, dude, like, nah.
Mm.
Take heat.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
102 Jams on your radio, man. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to B-Dot, Drankins, and Roxy in this thing. What's happening?
Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj are offering some serious cash for a challenge, y'all. And I think I might jump up on it. I ain't gonna lie.
What?
Now, you know they dropped their song Trolls
and Friday. Broke the internet.
Okay, broke the internet. The last time I checked, the video had like over 46 million views in less than 24 hours. I don't know what it's at right now. I haven't checked this morning. But Tekashi 6ix9ine put up on his Instagram that they got a little contest going on, him and Nicki do. The best TikTok for their song Trolls wins $10,000. $10,000. Now, they didn't stop it at first place. They say second place will win $5,000. Third place going to win $1,000. And you just got to make a little TikTok and tag him and Nicki. And I think maybe I can get a little movement going so I can win.
What are you going to do for your TikTok video? You don't even have TikTok.
I don't know yet. I'm going to download TikTok. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And I don't quite know yet,
all right.
but I think maybe I could remake all of Nicki's looks in the video, but like redo them like just like she did. And
y'all
like
really, Roxy, y'all really need to get off it. They just pawns for the other side.
Mm.
They just come to distract. Look at all that. Give away money because you know they're gonna flock to it. 10 grand, 5 grand, 3 grand. Nah, Nicki and whatever your boy name is.
I mean,
is.
once I win the money, Daniel. I'm gonna focus back.
See,
but I just gotta unfocus.
You see that?
I just gotta unfocus for a day or so.
Nah,
I just gotta unfocus for a day or so I can get this bread.
Drink. First of all, Roxy ain't gonna download TikTok. That's first of all.
No TikTok.
Definitely not gonna go through the putting all of the Nicki what is it?
How many looks she had?
Yeah, the different looks.
How many looks she had in the video?
Mm-mm. I don't know, but one Roxy, she just sitting here with nothing on but pasties, and I know you're not doing that. She just got pasties. Have you seen the video and how suggestive she is in this video?
I remember that view.
Yeah. So that's one look that's out. That's the other day, Roxy, 86 million views.
Last time.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Distraction.
86 million views since Friday.
Pop up, guess who?
102 Jams, 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. And yes, we're bringing it back this morning. Mansers, Drankins is a year older and he has some direction. If you have questions, ladies.
He been forward to celebrating the grand opening.
It is 6:35, y'all, 25 minutes away from 7 a.m. and 3 Live Crew is on your radio. Women, we know that you have questions sometimes. Drankins and I are here to assist with that problem.
Hey, mom, twice a month, daddy with his kids. Should I leave him or should I keep him?
So you've been his friend for 10 months before y'all dated for 4 months?
Or even did anything sexual, yep.
Okay, so during y'all 10-month relationship, was he going to spend time with his baby mama and kids to, you know, take care of his
kids? Oh, they was living together. They supposedly broke up in November.
When you say he go to be with her, what do you mean by that? Like, he go stay the weekend, or what you mean?
Like, he drives 2.5 hours away. He'll be gone for 3 days through a week.
And you say he was living with... Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hold on. Don't say you're too old, because I'm dissecting something already. So you saying he was staying with the baby mama, and then he left her to come be with you?
No. We didn't think this was going to be a relationship. When they broke up, like, we were still just friends.
Hey, my man was lying in the wait.
That's what I said.
He was laying there waiting to get a hold of you, and he got a hold of you, and it was just sexual.
Should I leave him a keeper?
Can you deal with somebody that leaves your house for a week, once every month?
We have our own house.
Okay, I'm just saying, can you be in a relationship with somebody that's going to leave you for a week, every month at least, and be gone 2 hours of the way, and with another woman in her house, even though they got kids together? I mean, you know, they got kids together, they could be with her in her house. Can you deal with that?
Nope.
So what you asking me for?
There go, yeah, because she just needed some direction, bro. This answers. She needed some direction.
Bro, I was just saying that to put it back on her. Like, hey, you got the answer already. What you asking me for?
Yeah, you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm. But I'd be thinking it's for the kids, you know. Come on, I'll be trying.
Once again, what you asking for?
You want to tell yourself it's for the kids.
Hey, you know what it is. You're supposed to give me some advice.
I helped you to see that. Like, you can't really deal with that, ma'am. Like, you can't deal with that. Like, you know, and plus you're newly into the relationship. I don't think you really want to start it off like that. I mean,
right. Well, good morning, y'all. I woke up to y'all talking about it. So,
well, appreciate you.
I hope we gave you some help this morning. Yeah.
Yep. She ain't going nowhere, bro.
Ain't going nowhere.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown on wet.
It's 6:41, man. 19 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. 3 Live is on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy. And I just asked Roxy if she was familiar with a location in Winston-Salem, the Marketplace area. Mm-hmm. And the Marketplace Cinemas, Rock, is that the $2 movie theater?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be. I don't know if it still is, but yeah.
Well, the owner over there is trying to make a resurgence, Big Rock. Trying to make a resurgence. He's got 160 spots over there, and he's about to turn it into a drive-in cinema where he has the cinemas, I mean, the movies playing on the side of the building.
I'm about to say, how are you going to do that?
That's a great idea, Big Rock. He's going to start June 19th. This Friday, okay. Juneteenth.
On Juneteenth.
Yes, okay. And the first movie he's going to do.
What are you playing?
Smokey and the Bandit. It's one of his favorites. The next night.
Say what?
What is that?
It's
So what's the first? Though? Say that again.
Smokey and the Bandit. That's what he's playing first. Yeah.
I'm out.
On the next night, it's a 1977 film, Roxy. You wouldn't be familiar with that.
I'm about to Google Smoke.
And then the next night, he's playing the Muppet movie from 1979, because that's one of his son's favorite movies, who's the manager and the head projectionist at the theater. Now, that's what they're doing, just to sort of see if this whole thing will work. They don't know if it's going to work full term, and they're just seeing if it's going to work, so they're throwing those movies out there. But they also have another list, like June 26th, they want to watch Zootopia. July 10th, they want to watch Black Panther out there. They got The Empire Strikes Back on their list, True Grit. What, Roxy? You're not liking this anymore?
I was about to say, they need to consult some people outside of they own circle, because their movie choices are not moving me at all.
They're not moving
at
you?
All.
No.
At all.
First of all, if anything, play Black Panther on Juneteenth.
Okay.
How about that? How about that? Why are you going to play Burt Reynolds and Smokey the Bandit on Juneteenth?
Okay.
Man, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try to start there.
Yeah.
Take Smokey and the Bandit off the list. Yeah. Let's just do that. Let's just do that, because I done Googled it, and what I'm seeing here.
That's not really what you want to see on Juneteenth.
That's not moving me.
Yeah, that's not
moving. This is not moving me to do anything.
Garth Brooks is going to be having a concert on June 27th, and he's actually going to live stream the Garth Brooks concert on the side of the wall, too. And so it's going to be more than just movies. And then when the new movies start coming out, he's going to have those, too. See, like, this is, okay, he's just introduced. Yeah, he's just introduced.
Yeah, I see what it is, too. I see what it is, too. I'm out.
I see what it is.
Y'all are something else. Y'all know that. Y'all, I'm talking to y'all.
Yes.
Okay. Is. I just wanted to make sure y'all knew y'all was something else.
Yeah.
It's not for us. It's not for us.
It ain't for us.
Paparazzi on, man, the fans keep asking. What? Why you swap the bougie out for a ratchet? Why? Championship ring like a smile face. Lambo truck car parked at the mansion. I met her in June, she let me hit soon. She ate the like a prune. I hop in the room, the bass go boom. Call me Lil Boosie, I zoom. Scratch. I'm still on that hood, riding with a full clip. Honey. Tank top fruity loom.
Right now,
I'm with some buffoons, they walk up and face you. Now you a hot air balloon.
Go.
Rose for a truck, but my winners ain't tenant. Drop top shit like a winner's or a dentist. Woo. She ain't stopping, I decide when I finish. Nope. Race set the judge, he decide who can send it. She a bad bitch, eat the poop like a spinach. She a soup on the way to Dennis. I ain't never leaving my bitch, she a dime. Dime. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? One, two, three, let's go. When I put up, all the bet get in. Know I'm the cause the bet to sit in. I can't come in, it's the chop, they get in. I can't come in, it's the rappers, they fit in. Rocks on my wrist and my eyes cost a million. I'm a young rich, stack to the city. Walk in the bank, did it, bop like I'm did it. One, two, three, let's go. Pull through the drive through, a killer gon' surprise you. If you get a rap, 12 on a rush, I'm a snitch, dispatch you. I'ma come back to my way. I put my gang. She took a gang. She said her. Got a little, and her little, admire you. Rolls for a truck, but my winners ain't tenant. Trap house jumping like a winner's or a dentist. She ain't stopping, I decide when I finish. Nope. Race set the judge, he decide who can sentence. She a bad bitch, eat the poop like a spinach. She a soup on the way to the dentist. I ain't never leaving my bitch, she a dime. Dime. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Woo, woo. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Gang. Woo, woo. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Gang, gang. Woo, woo. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny? Gang, gang. Woo.
Enough of that.
Hey,
get that.
More than
this.
Yeah.
102 Jams.
Cold world. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is for all the fans that waited, that hated, dated. Look, mama, we made it. Your son out in Barbados. Cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking on the beach. My mind working like Play-Doh's. Analyzing the world. Fantasizing about girls. And pearls. And vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out. Moans as she breathes out. I'm doing in parties with Hova and Steve Stout. I've stepped over piranha. Death over designer. They kill it. That's death over designer. Hey, cold heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Joanna? Now I only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better hoodies and Tims and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing. Same thing. Well,
nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside and I love to go all night and we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, 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 and baby, I love to call your name, name, name,
Oh yeah, my college girl.
Take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room. But that thing take like 4 nights. So I call you when the tour stops. But baby, when your roommates, did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together. Smoke a little weed, but it's together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only when you got to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only like 4 or 5. So you got the multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me.
Two Jams, Three Live Crew here on your radio. It is 6:49, and nobody told you to start talking to baby, okay? It's Three Live time to talk. It's 11 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. Good morning to you.
Band-Aids over the weekend announced that they're going to start selling bandages in darker shades.
I like it.
They made the announcement on their Instagram. They said, we are committed to launching a range of Band-Aids in light, medium, and deep shades of brown and black skin tones that embrace the beauty of diverse skin. We are dedicated to inclusiveness and providing the best healing solutions better representing you. And people like that were very excited to hear that from Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Do y'all know I might sound silly when I say this, but I never even realized that Band-Aids were supposed to be like nude to match white people's skin. It was never a thought at all.
I agree. I never viewed it as that for white people either. I promise I did. But when I saw the different shades, because I've heard this conversation before about Band-Aid.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Years ago, a couple years ago. I don't know exactly how long ago, but I remember this being a conversation one time before. Like, why don't Band-Aids have different shades? And I remember it triggering that thought process then. Like, dang, that is a good question. I didn't take much attention to it. Gap, it seems, you know, the people that are trying to do better and trying to assist in
diversify.
This movement, yeah, trying to diversify and stuff, like they're actually putting out ways to do that versus just talking about it or asking what can I do to help. These are things that are being done to show, look, we're trying to advocate for change and we're trying to move in a more positive, diverse way. And I thought it was dope. I thought it was powerful on a bunch of different fronts, man.
Yep. So 100 years after they were introduced.
100. It doesn't take but 100 years, right?
100 years.
It don't take.
We've got different shades of Band-Aids.
That's all right. Just in time for a Trey Songz song for you.
Oh my God.
How y'all feel about this song, Rotten Drake?
why Trey Songz? I just said to myself, like, why Trey Songz? That's who.
How many mothers have to cry?
Shorts, tanks, dresses, and sandals in Greensboro and Winston-Salem.
Here for you.
How come the accounts that swear they can get you verified ain't never verified?
Jams.
Shawty make that clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goyard, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shawty on, go. Drop that to the floor, bro. Yeah. Whoa. You ain't gotta do with none of these no more. If we hop in the Benz, is that okay? Is it okay if I call you my Prada, babe? I ain't no player, I just got a lot of bae. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you ride at the top, babe. She wants your name and D-O-Yo. I'm only doing cash, I don't need promo. I pull up to the high rise, I'm in the 4-4.
keeping inside Coco.
If I got a feeling, I keep it inside my heart. And I keep a pedicure, cause I don't do facade. You can see my diamonds even when I'm in the dark. And since you got it, it make you go and do anything you want.
Shawty made that clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goya, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shawty on go. Drop that to the floor. Bottom bass, now you want to shoot the red bottom bass. You know I like when you ride at the top.
If she got a best friend with her, take her back to my law.
And the name ain't Megan, but she a stallion. Never see my divided. Remember I was pulling up in the valley. And you know I take her soul when she ride.
Sweater in the stockings, oh. Shawty know to drop it low like a limo. Every time we kick it like Timbo.
Shawty made that clap, she don't need no applause.
No.
I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go, go. Drop that to the floor, floor, yeah. Shorty made that clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goya, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go, go, go. Drop that to the floor, floor, yeah.
Whoa. You ain't gotta deal with none of these no more.
If we hop in the Benz, is that okay? Is it okay if I call you my Prada, babe? I ain't no player, I just got a lot of babe. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you ride at the top, babe.
It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Three Live Crew right here on 102 Jams, June 15th.
Hashtag Rayshard Brooks. I really was shocked when I woke up to the news that a man, an unarmed man, had been shot and killed by police in Atlanta. I just couldn't believe it. Like, I just thought that during these times, officers would be operating just extremely cautiously, with extreme caution. And so when I woke up and I found out about Rayshard Brooks, I was just upset, man. So Rayshard, 27 years old, he was asleep in a Wendy's parking lot. He was in the drive-thru line and his car was parked. He was asleep and police got a call that there was a guy asleep in the line and people were having to go around him. So the officers arrive on the scene. They're knocking and we do have the body cam footage. So we've seen the interactions between the cops and Rayshard. He's knocking on the window and, you know, you can tell that Rayshard has been drinking. So he pulls into a spot and he and the officer are going back and forth. The officer is asking where he's been. He says it was his daughter's birthday. They were out celebrating. He asks Rayshard, you know, how much have you had to drink? Rayshard can't really tell him how much he's had to drink. You can tell he's intoxicated. Rayshard, you know, he offers, he's like, you know, I just leave my car, man. I'll walk home. You know, that wasn't acceptable for the officer. He continues to question Rayshard. Now, there is a 6-minute video that is floating around online, and that's the one that a lot of people have watched. But I don't think people realize that that video has been edited for time purposes. Like, they go on, like, back and forth with Rayshard for, like, 20 minutes. A second officer arrives on the scene. He fails the field sobriety test. They give him a breathalyzer. After he fails the field sobriety test, they're attempting to arrest him. And that is when the scuffle breaks out. It's Rayshard fighting with these two officers. One of them takes out their taser. They're trying to tase him. I don't know if the taser deploys or if it malfunctions, but nothing happens. Like, Rayshard isn't affected by it. He ends up breaking free and grabbing the taser from the officer, and he begins running away. The second officer still has his taser, and he tries to fire that, but I guess he misses. Rayshard is still running, and that's when the second officer pulls out his weapon and shoots him twice in the back.
I'm with you in the idea that you would think that due to the sensitivity of the climate of the states right now, that an officer would almost not even go out with his weapon, like would leave his weapon in his locker. Like that's how far down the you have to go to get your belt, to get your gun in this climate. Like, how are you still out here shooting people?
If I'm a racist with a badge, I'm still out here on my job shooting people.
That has not been confirmed that he's a racist. But what I'm saying is, you would just think that with the heightened sensitivity of everything.
Exactly, Dot. Listen to what you're saying. The heightened sensitivity, everything's going on, and the man's running away, back turn. He still pulls out his weapon and shoots him in the back.
But I mean,
But I can't say that man racist.
Well, no, you shouldn't, because you don't know that to be fact, bro. That's all I'm saying about that. Right. Not even just that. Like, when the cops pulled out the couple in Atlanta, and they lost their jobs. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was right
just
there.
Just the use of force.
Yes.
Not necessary.
Facts. Like,
deadly use of force in this case was not necessary. It wasn't necessary. Like, there were so many other options. Like, they were Rayshard, up until the point when they went to arrest him, was being extremely cooperative. Like, it just wasn't necessary.
Like, in this times, you would think that an officer would say, you know what? I see you're drunk. And yes, I could take you to jail right now, but I'm going to take you to your sister's house. Like, start to rebuild that trust that way. Not sit here in the freaking parking lot in a drive. You don't even have enough consciousness to realize the like, Wendy's drive-thru was still jumping.
They were going around them.
Like, it was cars
going right on
all, like, I'm sitting here like, wow, like, there are really, like, the drive-thru is backed up right now, officer. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. 3 live on your radio. B-Dot.
Just a bit of empathy, man. That's Roxy. All he had to do was show that man some empathy.
Frankens. We here.
Yeah.
Fly across the country. I finished the show and I've been. I got me a million.
19 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. And listen, the wise one, Osama bin Drinken, is in the building. And yes, the wise one, because he's a year older after a birthday weekend of celebratory fashion. If there are any women out there that need some direction from such a wise individual, just like last hour, we're here to help you. And the woman last hour, she has something that you would think very commonsensical. Anybody could have given her that answer. But oh no, it was only until Drinkins told her which direction to go in that she finally listened. That could be you. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 live crew here on your radio. Roxy just told us, of course, the hashtag this morning is Rayshard Brooks. Another black man shot down by the police and killed, 2 bullets in his back. Messed up his organs and he bled out. So says the what's the word I'm looking for, Rob? When you get the autopsy report. There we go. Folks want to call in and talk about it. What's on your mind?
I get, because I was listening to B-Dot and them about the climate that we're in. But also in that video, the guy took the taser and shot back at the cop. Now, I completely agree that they are using lethal force. We need to be conscious when we're dealing with the police as well.
You said we need to what? I'm sorry.
She says we need to be conscious.
Yeah. Of how we act when the police come, because he panicked, grabbed the taser, Mm-hmm. And when he was running, he turned back and shot the taser. Now, that cop did not have to shoot him with his gun in his back because he only had a taser.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be conscious, too, of what we're doing when we deal with them.
Yes, that is understood. And yes, I agree with that. However, I also saw a video where a white dude picked up the taser. The cop shot him with a taser. He pulls the taser out, screams at the cop, chases the cop around the parking lot, jumps in the cop's car, gets out of the cop car, gets in his car, drives his car around to hit the cop car, and this dude still, guess what, is alive to tell his story.
Right.
So, now like there was the not point. Even a piece of fear in this officer woman. I seen a video that we've all probably seen with the woman filming when Jerry is sitting here fighting two officers, one male, one female. He takes their baton. He's beating the woman with the baton, beats the dude with the baton, jumps in the police car, drives the police car off. The woman filming is screaming, Jerry, you're going to go to jail, Jerry. And Jerry is still alive to tell his story.
So
whereas I agree with you 100%, whereas I agree with you 100%, it's just not the same.
It's not the same because we know ourselves as a black and brown community that our weapon for some people is our skin color.
Correct.
That makes us a threat off gate.
Correct.
And
so with that,
we have to be conscious of what we do when we get stopped.
No. To that person who the color of our skin is a weapon. It doesn't matter how we present ourselves to that person. That person is automatically going to be on the super defensive and the super ready to attack mode. To the person that views our skin color as a weapon, like it doesn't matter if you're cooperative as Rayshard Brooks was at the beginning of the video, or if you're combative as Rayshard Brooks was at the end of the video. Either way, this cop is going to be on your ass.
Pretty much, and it didn't matter. Black or white, he was going to get it if that's what they wanted to do.
Fly across the country. I finished the show and I've been it. I got me a million.
19 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. And listen, the wise one, Osama Bin Drinkins, is in the building. And yes, the wise one, because he's a year older after a birthday weekend of celebratory fashion. If there are any women out there that need some direction from such a wise individual, just like last hour, we're here to help you. And the woman last hour, she has something that you would think very commonsensical. Anybody could have given her that answer. But oh no, it was only until Drinkins told her which direction to go in that she finally listened. That could be you. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 Live Crew here on your radio. Roxy just told us, of course, the hashtag this morning is Rayshard Brooks. Another black man shot down by the police and killed. 2 bullets in his back. Messed up his organs and he bled out. Sir says the, what's the word I'm looking for, Rock? When you get the autopsy report. There we go. Folks want to call in and talk about it. What's on your mind?
I get, because I was listening to BDOT and them about the climate that we're in. But also in that video, the guy took the taser and shot back at the cop. Now, I completely agree that they are using lethal force. We need to be conscious when we're dealing with the police as well.
You said we need to what? I'm sorry.
She says we need to be conscious. Yeah.
Of how we act when the police come, because he panicked, grabbed the taser, and when he was running, he turned back and shot the taser. Now, that cop did not have to shoot him with his gun in his back because he only had a taser.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be conscious, too, of what we're doing when we deal with them.
Yes, that is understood, and yes, I agree with that. However, I also saw a video where a white dude picked up the taser. The cop shot him with a taser. He pulls the taser out, screams at the cop, chases the cop around the parking lot, jumps in the cop's car, gets out of the cop car, gets in his car, drives his car around to hit the cop car, and this dude still, guess what, is alive to tell his story.
Right.
So now there was not even a piece of fear in this officer woman. I seen a video that we've all probably seen with the woman filming when Jerry is sitting here fighting two officers, one male, one female. He takes their baton. He's beating the woman with the baton, beats the dude with the baton, jumps in the police car, drives the police car off. The woman filming is screaming, Jerry, you gonna go to jail, Jerry. And Jerry is still alive to tell his story. So whereas I agree with you 100%, it's just not the same.
It's not the same because we know ourselves as a black and brown community that our weapon for some people is our skin color.
Correct.
That makes us a threat off gate.
Correct. And so with that,
we have to be conscious of what we do when we get stopped.
To that person who the color of our skin is a weapon. It doesn't matter how we present ourselves to that person. That person is automatically going to be on the super defensive and the super ready to attack mode. To the person that views our skin color as a weapon, like it doesn't matter if you're cooperative as Rayshard Brooks was at the beginning of the video, or if you're combative as Rayshard Brooks was at the end of the video. Either way, this cop is going to be on your ass.
Pretty much, and it didn't matter. Black or white, he was going to get it if that's what they wanted to do.
Go 102 Jams, baby. 3 Live on your radio. We saying good morning.
Kids screaming, dogs barking.
y'all. 23 minutes until 8 o'clock, and Drankins is upset that Hennessy is not on this list. Now, wait a minute. As a matter of fact, I got the wrong music. Let me drop this good man's music. I feel like I could damn gonna preach to somebody this morning and maybe help some situations, because I'm seeing that people are back out and they're starting to mingle. My homegirl Vashti sent me a video of a party that went on in Charlotte this weekend, Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, you'd have thought it was Jiho. I'm talking about it was wall to wall in that
was
party.
Was it?
I'm talking about people standing on the furniture, the DJ. I was like, where is this? How are they able to do this? We will be back at phase one very, very soon. But that's neither here nor there. When we finally get out of this and we finally are full phase, I have a list here that has the top 5 things that give us a confidence boost and the top 5 things that crush our confidence. Are you interested in this list?
Yeah, I am.
Gosh. Now, the first one, I want y'all to just bear with me and let me keep moving, because the first one, number 5, top 5 things to give us a confidence boost, number 5 is having a tan. Okay, I'm keeping moving.
All right.
Number 4.
This list ain't for us. Why did he pick this list?
It's clearly not for us.
Us as in who? Black people? We have white people that listen. They would like a confidence boost. They can get a tan.
All right, give them the information. Give them the information then.
This is for all listeners. 5, having a tan.
Why'd you repeat it?
Because I wanted to get back to the list bit. Rossi, number 4, having well-rested eyes.
What does that even mean?
You don't have a clue.
Come on, man. Taking naps.
Number 3.
All right.
Number 3. Newly washed hair that doesn't feel greasy.
Once again.
Whoa.
Once again.
All right.
2, losing a little weight. Now, come on now. Now, that does give you a confidence boost right there. Now, losing weight. Jesus. And number 1, the number 1 confidence booster amongst people is clear skin. Clear skin is a big confidence booster, and that is a fact. When you have the little when you have to go to the dermatologist little treatments and stuff, that's a fact.
You know what? I know that's a MAGA list right there, because 2 things on there: having clear skin. Got to have clear skin. What were three again?
Trust and believe. Clear skin is not a white issue.
But I'm just talking about the word clear. Y'all, look, I'm on my thing over here. Y'all be on y'all's. What was number 3?
Number greasy. 3 was newly washed hair. Freshly that doesn't feel hair. Greasy.
That ain't greasy. Oh,
man, you are tripping.
Who hair be oily, Rob?
Everybody's. Everybody's hair is oily.
Oh, okay.
Anybody's hair can be oily.
Facts. Like, this is. That's
hey,
insane.
Anybody's hair can be oily.
Hey, I'll let y'all have it.
Just made another one. She wanna f with me, dog. Go cut my chauffeur, cause I don't like to drive. Me and Suburban's back to back, and we gon' fill them up with vibes.
In 17 minutes, it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew is right here on your radio. Good morning.
Faith Evans is off the hook, y'all. Remember last week I was telling you that she had got arrested and she had some felony assault charges for putting her hands on Stevie J.
Mm-hmm.
It was last month, actually, when the situation went down. They got into a heated argument at the crib. The cops were called and the police say they had no choice but to arrest Faith because Stevie had visible scratches on his face when they got there. So they had to arrest her. Mm. After the arrest, you know, she and Stevie J, they were out. Stevie was like, that's my wife and I love her. And it turns out that he is not going to testify against her. So the district attorney said they have to drop the case. They don't have anything to go on. If they ain't got Stevie, they ain't got nothing.
Mm.
So there's
well, Stevie
that.
Get beat up by his boo, won't
he? It's gonna happen again, Stevie. Stevie, it's gonna happen again. I just want to let you know that, okay? Steve is a battered man. Steve, you need somebody to step in and just Steve, you blink twice if you need somebody to just step in and assist. Dang. I ain't know Faith was putting her hands on people like that. 16 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio. What's up?
Black leather glove, no sequins. Young girl coming in. Like
102 Jams, 8 minutes till 8 o'clock. What's on your mind?
Good morning, y'all.
What's up?
Good morning.
I just called to tell y'all that I have put on the radio station was on y'all radio station. I put you to 97. Whatever, the Charlotte station. I had to put you back to y'all because y'all made me wake such a zip move. Like, the music y'all are playing right now, I needed it. I've been drunk all f***ing weekend, and I just need some calm music. I appreciate y'all.
I'm glad we could help you, Mama.
Yeah.
Glad we could.
I just wanted to call and tell y'all that.
Well, thank you, baby. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
All right.
You can count me up. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm right.
855-0195. Don't miss this huge sale.
Here for you.
Hope you enjoyed yesterday. You ain't gonna get that weather today.
102 Jams.
There is a divide in the NBA. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio, and some interesting stories came out of the NBA this weekend. First up, Patrick Beverley jumped out there and went at LeBron James. Did you all catch that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he
For
did.
What?
First order of business is Patrick Beverley says he has absolutely no intentions on protesting the national anthem. He said he remember playing basketball overseas and wishing he could hear the national anthem. Man, he's proud to be an American, so he has no points and no. He's not planning on any level to protest the national anthem.
Who so people, is?
You said who is?
Yeah. Well, like, why did he have to make that a point?
Well, you know, we're just people talking about kneeling, especially for football season, during football season and things of that nature. And, you know, just people are just asking what a different NBA player is going to do. Because in that same vein, Kyrie Irving had a phone conversation with about 80 basketball players on Friday night. He was the host of this phone conversation where he says that, you know, they're expecting us to go to Orlando to play basketball for the rest of the season. I told you they had a 22-team playoff. And, you know, Kyrie Irving says, nah, like right now is not the time to be playing basketball. Like, we've got too many social injustices and racial inequalities. And, you know, it's bigger than basketball right now. So I say we don't go down to Orlando and play. So, of course, there was a big divide on the phone conversation about folks saying, nah, man, we trying to hoop and we want to hoop. And Patrick Beverley jumped out and said, listen, now is not the time to be playing basketball. But y'all all know if King James say we playing basketball, we playing basketball. So it's just a nice little, it's a very interesting divide. I'm very interested in seeing how this whole end of the season wrap up of playoffs is going to happen, if it's even going to happen.
Do we know if LeBron wants to play?
We don't. I have not heard from LeBron. I haven't seen anything from LeBron in that regard, but I haven't seen anything from LeBron saying he doesn't want to play. I feel like if LeBron didn't want to play, that would have been put out there, and I don't think LeBron really has an issue as far as playing basketball is concerned to wrap up this season. And I'm just interested in how it plays out, man, because Kyrie Irving.
Steven Jackson spoke out, too.
What's Steven Jackson say, bro?
Oh, he just said, you know, I love my NBA family and all that, but this ain't the time to play basketball. Like, it's just going to be – it's just another distraction to take away from the movement.
Mm.
You know, we just need everybody involved in the movement.
Mm. That's very interesting. Like, what jobs
so
should
we,
not
are
be?
We stopping everything?
That's what I'm
going to
say.
I'm confused.
Like,
what then, does he mean? What?
And when do we bring
not,
it back?
We're not looking at it like that, like stopping everything. Like, first of all, this season is a wrap anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty
not.
Much a wrap anyway.
It's not,
pretty,
though.
It's a wrap. I mean, okay, so you feel that way? Okay, cool. But it is a wrap. It's a wrap. Like, it's already like.
Bro, they're bringing it back next month, so it's clearly not a wrap. It's not about how I feel.
Can I finish?
I'm telling you facts.
Can I finish? I'm just saying, it's a wrap. This is me talking. It's a wrap.
I know who's talking, but you're inaccurate. It's not a wrap. That's my point. Like, they're bringing the season back next month.
I'm just speaking from my opinion. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying it's a wrap. We done missed like a few months already. They bringing it back 22 teams for like a good month or so. Like, and everything, all this social change is going on. It would be kind of a distraction. So I feel what Steven Jackson is saying.
So when would you say, if from Steven Jackson's perspective, when are you saying to even bring it back?
Now, like next season, just be done with it?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, this season just be done with it, you know.
Are y'all taking the same – do y'all feel the same way as far as football is concerned this season? Should we not bring football back this season? I'm just trying to figure out where it starts, where it ends, or where it begins, I guess you should say.
I mean, I really haven't thought about it like that, but I really don't care. I haven't thought about football even starting or anything like that. Like, I've just been thinking about this, what's going on right now. So I really haven't even thought about football.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock. What side you on that? I'm interested. Is now not a time for sports? Should we just cancel sports and just... Is that too much of a distraction from the movement that's going on right now? I'm interested. That's an interesting perspective. Woo! 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're listening to the 3 Live Crew, man. On 102 Jams. And, you know, Kyrie Irving, Lou Williams, Pat Bev, a couple of athletes are saying, listen, basketball is a distraction right now. We do not need to play. It's a line drawn in the sand. Do you agree with that or not?
Good morning. I wanted to speak on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we need to just chill, like Drake said. The season is over with. They still trying to control us. I feel like they trying to make the sports come back next month or whatever. Just so we can stop doing this movement, because they know we miss the NBA, the NFL, and it's going to make us want to watch it because we ain't seen it in 2-3 months.
If you feel that strongly, you don't have to watch it, sir. If you feel that strongly, you don't have to watch it.
Right. You're right. I'm just agreeing with Drake, and that's all.
Okay. I appreciate you, bro.
Go ahead, bro. I was going to say, that's another thing I want to see, too. Who's willing to let go of their luxuries? Because I got on my wife about that last night. I was just saying, I was like, look, like, I mean, in times like these, we were just talking about different businesses and things. You know how people are canceling businesses right now and boycotting and all that? You know, and I was just talking about, you know, who's willing to let go of their little luxuries? You know what I'm saying? Like, she got her toes and her nails done. And I was looking at her sideways like, you had to go do that?
But what is what like?
Why couldn't she go do that?
Yeah.
She could. But I was also sitting there saying, I was just like, you know, because we were talking about COVID too at that point in time. I was like, ain't nobody going to get well from COVID because guess what? People can't let their luxuries go. Mm. Boy, as soon as this stuff come back open, the bars and stuff, ooh, I got to go to the bar to have a beer. You could have a beer sitting in your house. But nah, we got to get out. We got to go. So, I mean, that's dealing with everything. You know, COVID. The times we're in right now, like, are you willing to let go of your luxuries?
You know, let's hit them mangoes. It's a short life.
102 Jams here, and it's a lot of sad people this morning, Bit Rock. Would you like to know why?
Yeah.
Season finale of Insecure was last night. Yeah.
I'm still in the middle of season 3.
Are you?
But I'm making ground.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I just said I was.
I mean, I heard you, what you said.
Now. Make me sick.
Okay. To see if he gonna catch it. I ain't athletic, but it's tennis, but...
102 Jams on your radio, man. Three Live here saying what's happening in here.
Radio.com has everything you need to stay informed and keep...
It's 8:36, y'all. 24 minutes away from 9 a.m. Three Live right here on your radio. Good morning.
The next versus battle has been announced. And guys, I don't know why.
Let's go.
I feel like I should be interested, but I'm not.
What? Why are you trying to sleep? What is it? Who is it?
Alicia Keys versus John Legend this Friday night, Juneteenth at 8 p.m. John Legend on his Twitter has described it as the battle of the pianos. They're going to go up against each other. You know how versus goes down, hit for hit. And like I said, it's this Friday night.
Damn, I have to mirror your sentiments, Roxy. It seems like I know they're both talented.
Yes.
I know they can both literally, like, legit sing.
Yes.
Like you said, the piano battle, like they're both going to play stuff off the piano, but...
They have songs that I love,
yes,
both of them.
Yes, but they have songs that I hate, both of them.
Mm.
And that's what I fear. Because when Alicia Keys jumps into that, this girl is on fire! That's when I hope the Wi-Fi go down.
You didn't like that one?
No, man. I think it's because it just got beat up in my head too much. I was
never a fan of My Boo with her and Usher.
Dang, you didn't like My Boo?
Dang,
you
didn't
like My Boo?
No.
I like My Boo now.
I could not stand My Boo, y'all. And it's like everywhere I went, I had to hear My Boo. I hated that song.
They killed that now.
Gosh, I hated that song.
And then I know John Legend going to do that Selma song and it's going to make me sad, man. I know he's going to do that same. You know they're going to have that moment. Him and Alicia, they're going to do the This Girl Is On Fire and the Selma song all in that same little montage of moments, man. I know they are. I'm going to watch, though. Give me the day.
What's
again,
the Selma song? Are you talking about Glory?
Yes. Yes. Glory. Glory. Yeah, that one. That's the one. That is the one.
Friday night, 8 o'clock.
All right.
So what y'all think? They're running out? Are they running out? What y'all think?
No, they're not running out. These are
This is a good battle, Dre. I'm about to say, this is a good battle. We just personally, for some reason, are not interested. But it's a good battle.
Yes.
Like, those are two heavy hitters, Alicia and John.
Facts.
It is. But guess what, guys? You've been getting good music and shenanigans to go with it. Those two are kind of like boring, if you ask me. Like it's just not going to be.
But you didn't think you was going to get anything good from Jagged Edge and 112. And you really did. We just joked on everything that happened around that.
That's right. That's right. But you know that John Legend and Alicia Keys gonna cross every T, dot every I. No, we want a sound man to come in with a plaid shirt on and look at the screen.
Yeah.
Drake just wants some shenanigans.
Yeah. Oh, you know Swizz Beatz gonna pop up. If you don't think Swizzy gonna show up, you crazy.
What's poppin'?
Who you a
brand new whip just hopped in.
102 Jams, 19 minutes, and it'll be 9 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live crew, man. Big shout to everybody that was out over the weekend in Winston-Salem. Super, super amazing mural on the streets of Winston-Salem. It is
beautiful.
Beautiful. It says, end racism now, hashtag BLM. And on the hashtag, if you go out there and look on the hashtag where you see love in yellow letters, your boy did that. That's me. That's my artwork right there out there on the streets, if anybody was interested. My favorite letter had to be the W, though, with the Malcolm X right there in the W. I think the guy that did that, his name was Winoceros, W-I Winoceros. Super dope artist, but it was a bunch of dope artists out
his
there,
mama
man.
His mom didn't name him that. His
I
mama
can't
didn't
decide
name
which
that.
Is my favorite.
No, that was his Instagram name, Drank. His mom definitely did not name him Winoceros.
I'm messing with him.
You said you couldn't figure out your favorite letter out there, Rock?
Yeah, I can't decide.
Yeah, it was nice, man. It was just a lot of time. It was one where it was these bricks with the Black Power fist coming up out of the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that one, too. That was super, super dope. That was just good, man. It was just very talented artists out there, man. Big shout out to the Art Council. Big shout out to the homie, the young lady who was in the forefront of putting that joint together, Rashida Shankle, I believe her name is, on Instagram. Got a chance to chop it up with her out there. Got a chance to see Mayor Joins out there just talking to the people and walking through, and just he was very happy, all smiles, with just the city of Winston-Salem coming out and just being on one accord, making that happen. It was just super dope. Big shouts to the Trey, man. Way to set the bar. And like, and something else, like, I was talking to my homie Frank out there, and he was just saying how proud he was to be from Winston, and just how Winston was handling all this. Like, Winston-Salem didn't get any curfews. You know, when they were protesting and things like that, like, they talked about them shutting down the interstate out there at one time. But the way Winston-Salem has handled this has been very, very applaud-worthy, man. So shout out to the Trey.
I agree.
Hey, I got to send a shout out to TJ for getting that drone shot, because they told me when I was out there that it's a no-fly zone and they couldn't have a drone. But I knew my man was going to get out there with his drone.
Absolutely.
Get that shot.
Yeah, you know, he had to get that. Absolutely.
Flo Child.
Yes, sir. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 a.m., and it will be a free-for-all final hour. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about this Monday morning.
Kanye West is looking to expand his Yeezy brand, y'all. Yeezy filed for a trademark, and it looks like Kanye is trying to get in the world of cosmetics. The trademark was for a bunch of beauty and skincare products, makeup, false eyelashes, facial masks, nail polish, moisturizers, bath gels, body oil, shaving cream, hair products, and perfumes, along with some hygienic products like toothpaste and deodorant. They were all in the filing of the trademark. So I am interested to see what Kanye West has up his sleeve moving forward.
I'm not sure that I am, actually. I don't think I've ever bought a pair of Yeezys. I know I'm not going to buy no cosmetics.
I've never bought a pair of Yeezys either. And I probably wouldn't buy the cosmetics either, because like an eyeshadow palette is probably going to be like $1,000. But and I just generally don't buy makeup. But I'm interested to see like what it's going to look like, you know, how much it's going to cost. You know, you know I'm nosy.
That's fair.
A difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Here for you.
It's a free for all. Pull up.
102.
Another protest in Greensboro over the weekend. Over in on Battleground Avenue.
You will always be my baby.
Big shout to the homies over there that had that situation. The three. AJ, Major, Chef Dave was over there. It's a nice little outing. 4 minutes after 9 o'clock, man. Three live crews right here on the radio. It is June the 15th in a free-for-all final hour. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Early this morning, we were telling you about the athletes, Kyrie Irving, Patrick Beverly. You know, some guys just said, listen, we should not be playing basketball right now. It is a distraction. Folks just wanted to comment on that. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Speaking on this NBA thing.
Okay.
Now, all these guys saying they're going to protest, now don't get me wrong, that I'm not saying that they should play. But most of the boys are protesting, they ain't going to make playoffs anyway. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. Or injured like Kyrie Irving and ain't playing.
Yes, he ain't going to play. So why that wouldn't be a distraction to... But, you know, to the COVID and the black rights movement, and that's how I look at it. I mean, whether they play or not, it don't matter, but don't come on if you ain't going to make the playoff.
But I would like to think that, yes, it might be a distraction and an idea that we turn from CNN, but I'm still under the confidence and optimism, I guess, that you're still going to have players that are still going to be showing their solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, whether it be when they were wearing the I Can't Breathe shirts before games, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I still feel like there will be a focus on the movement as it still continues to move, but do you, like, this is going to be a movement that we're going to have to keep going like this forever. So from forever,
what better platform like Kaepernick than to do it before a game?
Yes.
You can't. Otherwise, you ain't gonna get it out here and make people believe.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But I need you to see me some basketball, some sports or something.
Look at my boy. See? See?
Yeah. That's a little true. You're right, Drake. But,
I should have hung up on my boy earlier. I should have hung up on two jams, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 live right here on your radio. B Dot, Roxy, Drankins, and we just played that 1-2-3. And what revelation, Roxy? Do you remember the revelation you had about the 1-2-3 over the weekend? Can't remember what you said, man. Oh, why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Why would
I switch out a dime for an any?
Yeah. That's what Black Youngster said.
Always listening to the music.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was listening to the music as I was headed to Winston-Salem on Saturday. Haha, did you like that, Rob?
No.
Cool. Actually, I was on the air, but when I got off the air, I went down to Winston and I got to chop it up with Rashida. Rashida is the actual person that put the event on. She's the one who got in contact with everybody, the art council in Winston, the mayor in Winston, all of that, and put together the mural that was painted on Main Street in Winston-Salem. And I was like, yo, man, I would love for you to call up. And she's on the phone with us this morning. And exactly, Rashida, just let the people know why you felt the need to get that mural done in the tray.
We had to do it to come together to show solidarity. I mean, I saw the one in Raleigh, well, as Charlotte. So what we did was just combine the two, and we just made it happen.
Is there anybody you want to give any special shout-outs to? Because, first of all, you know, Roxy's from Winston. I went to school in Winston. Drankins is in Winston a lot. And I just thought it was just a very dope thing for Winston-Salem to do. Like, and I just think that Winston-Salem should have a lot of pride in it. And when I spoke to you over the weekend, mm-hmm. I said I wanted you to call up because I just thought that, you know, people should know who is responsible for it. So is there anything that you want to say to the Triad listening audience right now?
I'm a random friend. You know,
Hold on, wait. Hey, Rashida, I'm not hearing anything. Something breaking up. You breaking up bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, whatever you're doing right there, do that and then start over what you were saying.
Okay, I was just saying, you know, I'm a brand as well, so we into the learn and depart and serve.
Facts.
So you know how I go. And I just definitely want to give a shout out to the city of Winston-Salem, the Arts Council, Triad Cultural Arts as well. I'm sorry about my voice. I lost it over the weekend.
You was out there screaming.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like that. and it's all the organizers as well. Larry Byron, Casey Jones, Chelsea Jones, Ariel Carpenter, she the one that had a fist pumping up out of the bricks. All the artists, Felix snapped on the Malcolm X. Did y'all see that?
Yes, the Malcolm X. I've been talking about that all morning.
He snapped out there.
Yeah, legit.
But all the artists, the community, everybody. It was just beautiful. The Caucasians is going crazy now.
Facts.
With that sign up.
What do you want to say, Drake?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say nothing. I was laughing at what she said.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say, like, I talked to Rashida. She gave me some gems. Hopefully we can trigger the same type of attraction in Greensboro, and Mayor Vaughn will give us the green light, and we can do something similar in our city to follow suit with the dynamic bar set by Winston. I just wanted to say again, Rashida, I appreciate you, man. I thought that was super, super dope for you to put on for the city of Detroit, man.
Thank you so much. And if y'all need help, just hit me up. I can definitely help y'all out with logistics.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be in touch. Don't even trip.
All right, y'all take care.
Working on
102 Jams, 19 minutes after 9.
Osama bin Laden.
And someone says they wanted to talk ratchet.
Look, I'm going to go ahead and tell them right now. We saw the real you in COVID, so don't try to go back. Nah, you can't go back now.
Who?
And I'm on them all, y'all, because y'all know I'm out here. Y'all know.
Boy,
y'all know
I'm somebody.
Man.
Yes, I do. And y'all know I've been on the salt and pepper look. huh? Mm-hmm. Y'all know I've been embraced it. I'm like, hey, man, I got this salt and pepper. I'm going to rock my salt and pepper. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
COVID came along, and y'all saw a lot of celebrities, guys. Y'all saw them. Y'all saw the salt and pepper coming out, didn't you?
Some of it was just salt.
Woo, it was just salt. It was just salt. But guess what, guys? Things are opening back up, and they trying to backslide back into Beijing land. Nuh-uh, we're not letting that happen. Khaled, y'all, he done went back to Beijing land. Khaled done went back, and you know he was grand heavy. He was grand heavy, and I checked out Diddy page. Y'all, Diddy done blacked the top, kept the grid, salt and pepper, kept the beard, salt and pepper. Mm. I said, come on, that Diddy,
yeah,
come on.
So
now,
what?
He got the match. We
done- Dang, why you all the in their business?
Nah, my boy,
they don't want to embrace theirs. You embrace yours. They don't want to embrace theirs. So. What?
They ain't
so
got to embrace it, but he said we ain't forgot. Hey, I'm with that.
We ain't forgot. We ain't forgot, Rob.
I forgot.
Nah, I did look like Morgan Freeman when it's all said, when he watched that Beijing God. I ain't forgot that at all.
Big shout out to Kevin Hart. He letting the salt and pepper rock out, though.
Is he? Nah, not till you do another special, bro. As soon as you get back here on stage, it's a wrap on that.
Black.
Go to his page. Yeah. The whole Plastic Cup Boys. Go to their page and look at the picture of the Plastic Cup Boys. You like, good Lord almighty. What was this, life? Is this the... Go look.
You get on my damn nerves.
Dance, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry.
Third consecutive week, they canceled my girl B. Simone, Bit Rock.
She done now.
She had it called a plagiarizing a little book. You know that book she been preaching about, Manifest
How
What
she
You
manifested
Want.
Manifested a Life.
Okay, so.
How she plagiarized from 6 different women in that book.
Did she for real?
Oh, they got screenshots. I'm talking about word for word, like she just took a photocopy of their pages.
How many more times? Many more lives. How many more times?
Hey, my boy Drankins loves this song, man. It's 102 Jams. Huh? Be careful, Trey. Your mic is on. Please don't curse. I was just joking. He hates this.
No, I know. I'm just saying, who let Trey Songz do that? Like, why they let him do that?
How many more marches?
Did you hear that part? Did you hear that part?
Know what the best part of more is? You can have more of it.
It's free for all final hour right here on 102 Jams. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And yes, the hashtag is Rayshard Brooks. Another black man that lost his life by the hands of the police. Interesting situations around that whole tragedy. People just want to talk about it. Got a young lady said she had her viewpoint on here in the free-for-all final hour. What you want to say, Mama?
Well, I was calling a comment on a conversation that y'all was having about a guy, and y'all was saying that they afraid of us in our skin and all of that other stuff. I don't believe that's the case. I believe that they are using that as an excuse to just to have a reason to kill us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I'm tired of people keep saying that they are afraid of us. If that's not the case, they the one with the guns, they the one with the badge. It's just modern day lynching. And that's how I feel about that.
Okay.
I just thought, I personally, when I saw the video, I just thought that was a cop that didn't act appropriately. Like, I didn't attribute it to him being racist or anything like that.
I'm gonna take it there because they know better. They, it's other options. If they can treat other white people differently, you know, and talk to them and take them home and all this other stuff when they're inebriated, and treat a black man just aggressively, just right off rip, then it's a problem. It's race.
Well, he didn't treat him aggressively right off the rip.
And we don't know how.
And we don't know how he treats
people.
Right. We don't know how he treats white people. We just know what he did in this instance.
Well, this one. Well, you know, we were talking about a lot of things. We were talking about Rihanna. We're talking about this man here. So, excuse me, but this particular one, okay, I understand what you're talking about. But in general, you know, they treat us differently. And it's a modern day lynching. And I'm tired of people just saying that it's because of our skin. Yeah, I mean,
but that's why they treat us differently. Like you're saying that they treat us differently. But the reason they treat us differently, sweetheart, is because of the color of the skin.
I just don't like the excuse of saying that officer was scared. Like that guy was running from him. He was running from.
I never said he was scared.
I'm not saying you. I'm just jumping out there, just saying for anybody that's saying that that officer, what might have been frightened or anything like that. Nah, he couldn't have been frightened because that guy was running away from him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And so like, I just can't go with the narrative that dude is just a cop who reacted differently, didn't react the right way. Nah, man, you got some racist cops out there waiting for their shot.
Yes, you do, but. Especially from our platform, we have a platform of responsibility, so we definitely can't just jump out and say that somebody is a racist or not a racist and not even know if they're a racist, regardless of how we feel about it. That's why I keep wanting to just stress to you, Drain. Like, I understand, yes, there are racists out there waiting to take their shot, all of that, but we cannot just say that this man is a racist in complete confidence like that. Like, that's like,
but those, but are,
not, but every no, single no. one, not every single one. But you know, they have to take lie detector tests. It got to be something on there to ask them how they feel about other races. They ask about drugs. You understand what I'm saying? And if that's not a part of that question, then they need to, you know, add that. And they need to have a third party, because I'm pretty sure they got that in place. That's coming in, not people that work at the police department, but they have other parties coming in to give those tips.
Thank you, baby. What do you want to say, Drunk?
I was just saying, just like you're on the side of the street saying, you know, all cops aren't racist, that you can't say that. Like when you look at everything that's stacked up against it, like, okay, we're in these heightened times. They're in Atlanta. Atlanta police are already under fire from some incidents already. The guy's running away. Like, I mean, it's kind of stacking up against that officer that he could be a little bit dot. He could have some.
It's 9:47, just 13 minutes away from 10 a.m. And yes, the 3 Live crew is right here on your radio. The last call for the free-for-all final hour. What's on your mind, fam?
Hey, I just want to make a couple comments. Like, we, as black people, we feel like the police are scared of us. We have to make their job more easy. When you tussling and fighting with them, and I think the guy, he turned around and pointed the taser at him, was about to shoot the taser. You know, you have to take all that within account. But what we need to really buy is these lynchings, the real lynchings that's going on right now.
In California?
It's been three. No, it's one in New York, one in California. And it was one somewhere else.
California. Probably, it was two in California.
And one in New York. It's probably plenty more.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to cover up until somebody see it first. But that's what we really need to be focused on.
Yeah. The whole thing with the police, though, is the deadly use of force, the aggressiveness, the police brutality. Those are the things that we're arguing about before Rayshard Brooks lost his life, right? Even before George Floyd lost his life, these are things that we've been talking about. But right now, right. In the way that there have been, like, I don't even know how many straight days of protest. I lost count of the number, but I saw this number on CNN. But there have been, like, maybe 14, 15 straight days of protest. With this stuff going on in the world, you would just think... Yes, I saw the same video you saw. I saw Rayshard Brooks fighting with the cops. I saw him run off. I saw him turn around and shoot the taser. None of those things are acceptable when the cops are trying to arrest you. I get that. My point is the empathy and the understanding before it even goes that far. How is your empathy light and your understanding gauge not at an all-time high right now if you are a police officer? The fact that you could still be as cold as to shoot a man in his back, regardless of the reasons. The fact that nobody even thought while they were having Roxy said was a 20-minute conversation of dialogue back and forth where you clearly see this man is inebriated. You clearly see that he's, even though he's drunk, he's still, like, rational, though. Yes. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can take this man.
Is different.
Yes.
Because what if he would have happened to tase one of them? Then it could have went somewhere else. So I think he put they mind frame as like, this is life or death right here. But the other
no, it wasn't life or death. Different. It wasn't life or death. They knew he just had that taser. No, he'd been pat down.
But even if he shoots the taser, he's not going to kill anybody.
That's not
bro.
Death. Yeah, that's not death.
The cops have tasers.
They could have went somewhere else from them. You put in a mind. It's survival in that cop.
But my point is, hey bro, my point is they never even had to get to that point of survival. Like when they're standing there talking to him for 20 minutes and he's saying, I just celebrated my daughter's birthday. My sister's house is right there. You would think that a cop would say, I don't want this to get out of hand. It's a drive-through full of cars right here. This guy's clearly drunk. Yes, I could take him. The right thing to do right now is arrest him because he is drunk in the drive-through. Yes, I could do
that.
They
could let him call a ride, too.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to not even think, you know what, but...
Or consider.
Exactly.
Any of the other options.
Facts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It didn't have to go that far. It didn't have to go to them even trying to arrest him. You see he's drunk. He's not out here being disorderly. He's not out here being trying to hurt anybody. My dude is trying to park his car right here and walk to his sister's house and enjoy his drunk.
And also, guys, you also got to look at the fact that the police had already frisked my man down. They knew he didn't have no weapons. They done wrestled with him on the ground. They knew he didn't have no weapons. As he's running away, they know the only thing he got is that taser.
Yeah.
Shot and missed that. So they know that dude ain't got no weapons.
Facts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.